How have the players been since that Millwall defeat?
Quiet when we came back in, but you'd expect that and you'd want that because we're all disappointed to lose the game after the terrific home record we've had. However, there's an air of determination in the group, the players and the staff, to go down at Millwall and play at our very best.
And a lot of the fans have been drawing inspiration from Burton and the Blackpool game in the 90s where it was overturning that deficit. Is that something that you've been giving to the players as well as a measure of hope?
Well, you know, you look at the club, first of all, those two games show the spirit in the Bradford City Football Club to achieve that. Not only that, you know, this last year we were 2-0 down against Chelsea and came back to win 4-2. So, you know, we've got the belief that we can do it. History will tell you it can be achieved, but equally we know that we're going to have to put in our best performance of the season to do that.
As we know from a Bradford side and a Phil Parkinson side, there's certainly going to be a lot of spirit from the lads. The Millwall, they're going to have to work to it if they want to get to Wembley, aren't they?
That's right. You know, if Millwall do achieve it, we've got to make sure we really put them through it on Friday, and that's our intention. The crowd, the atmosphere, I'm sure will be terrific. And they'll be looking to use that in their favour. We've got to turn that into our advantage. And the way we do that is by starting the better of the two sides. Can we create a nervousness in and around the Den with their players on the pitch and all the crowd? You know, they're talking of Wembley already. They think they've done it. Everybody's written us off. There's no pressure on us because no one's expecting anything apart from ourselves.
I was going to say, how do you prepare the lads for a hostile ground like the Den?
Well, we've played it in a fantastic stadium, which we stood on the pitch now in front of some great crowds this season. Millwall, you know, it'll be a new experience in terms of going away from home in front of 24,000, whatever it's going to be. But that's why we've worked hard to get into the playoffs and to go and experience these types of occasions. And, you know, you want to look back in the summer and say, well, we went down there and we handled it really well. I believe we've got the capabilities and the players to do that. And, you know, we've got to go and show it. It's as simple as that. We've got to go and play well from minute one till the ref blows the whistle, whether it's the end of full-time or extra-time.
Looking at Millwall's home form, their away form's been much better than the home form this season. Are you wanting to get down there and make them nervous with an early goal, or is it just about not conceding early on?
Well, ideally, you want to score. You always go into every game wanting to score early, you know, and we won't be sitting deep inviting pressure. But equally, you know, I think we'd be foolish to go really cavalier early in the game and commit, you know, seven players pass the ball charging all in the box and leave ourselves exposed to leave ourselves vulnerable for them to get the goal. You know, we've got to play from a structure which we've done all season, which has brought us great success. Our points return since the 10 games has been as good as anybody's in the league, and there's reasons for that, and we've got to be confident that we can go and implement our game plan to get through, and it's as simple as that.
The way that Bradford have played in recent years, the odds are stacked against them going down to Millwall. Do you think they'll thrive, though, that the pressure isn't on them?
Well, I think so. Like I've just said, there is no expectation on us. You know, reading the media, which I do down in London, and you know, there's already talk of Wembley down there, and it's almost as if the Millwall players and start to talk about the tickets and the plans for their big day. And you know, we've got to use that to our advantage. And hopefully, there is a bit of complacency down there.
Looking injury-wise, Reece Burt missed out last time in the news, then.
Yeah, I mean, we had a tough week leading up to the first leg. You've got to. You know, that much as you know, it's you know, can sometimes be perceived as excuses for the game, but to lose Billy Clark, Reece Burke, and James Hansen before such a crucial game was a blow. And we came up against a team who was able to play the strongest team. We go down at the Den on Friday with reinforcements back. Unfortunately, James Hansen will not be one of those. He's after further investigation into the calf injury, it's an intrinsic bleeding inside the muscle in the calf, and he will definitely be out. But Reece Burke and Billy Clark have both got a good chance.
How much of a miss is Hansen going to be in his physicality up front?
Yeah, well, he is, but I thought Proctor was magnificent. I've got to be honest with you, I thought he was fantastic, probably our best player on the day, and has made a great impact since he's been with us. So, you know, Hansen's out. We've played before him, without him many times, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing whichever two we put up top put in a really good performance.
And just quickly as well, it's the first time I've seen you since the announcement of the £149 season ticket freeze. We've seen some fantastic crowds this season. Hopefully see them again next season.
Yeah, well, it's been important, and you know, the home form has been excellent, and you look at that, the run we've been on, it's been a lot to do with the atmosphere we've had. So I'm pleased the ticket prices are the same. Hopefully we can get the same response, and you know, let's see if we can be in a higher division.
Sorry, just, well, I know I said finally, but just one more, looking at Barnsley against Walsall. We'll be keeping an eye on that one tonight.
Yeah, we'll travel down to London this afternoon, and we'll be in the hotel and we'll be able to watch that. And so, yeah, look forward to seeing that.